During sleep, while we are dreaming, we use subtle minds such as our dream eye awareness, ear awareness, nose awareness, tongue awareness, body awareness, and mental awareness, through which we experience the appearance of various kinds of dream things. All these appearances are mistaken appearances, in the same way that all our waking appearances are mistaken appearances. Buddha says you should know all phenomena are like dreams. Dream awarenesses are called subtle minds because they are difficult to recognize. So all of us sleep, all of us dream. We may not always remember our dreams, but the dreams that we do remember, in those dreams, we have dream eye awareness, we're seeing things. Dream ear awareness, we're hearing things. We're inhabiting a fully formed three-dimensional world that when we wake up, we understand was just conjured by the mind. All phenomena are like dreams. We have a gross waking mind experiencing the hallucinations of waking life, and we have subtle dreaming minds experiencing the hallucinations of dreaming life. The dream awarenesses are called subtle minds because they're difficult to recognize. So that doesn't mean they're difficult to understand. It's not talking about intellectually, it's talking about it's not easy to realize that we're dreaming when we're dreaming. It takes practice. And then comes this incredibly powerful point. So Venerable Geshe says, because the appearances in our dreams and during our waking life are all mistaken appearances and hallucinations, our normal activities, both in dreams and while we are awake, have no real meaning. We should think, what is the real meaning of our human life? Because the appearances in our dreams and during our waking life are all mistaken appearances and hallucinations, our normal activities, both in dreams and while we are awake, have no real meaning. So we should think, what is the real meaning of our human life? How much does it matter what happens in a dream? Now, from one point of view, of course, it's imprinting on our mind, the intentions that we cultivate. The things that we do, that has an impact. It's planting seeds in the continuum of our mind, in the field of our mind. But usually when we wake up from dreams, however foreign and bizarre they might have seemed, we just sort of shrug it off. It doesn't matter. It's not real. And the same is true of the waking world. We think it's so important. We can tie ourselves up in knots worrying about things. And yet, even just from an understanding of impermanence, from life to life to life, how much does it matter whether we were popular in our last life, whether we were successful in our last life, whether people liked us, valued us, appreciated us, whether we were healthy or unhealthy, whether we lived to a ripe old age, whether we were able to raise our family and keep them safe, all of those things of our last life, does it matter? It happened. One way or the other, it happened, and it disappeared. And this life will disappear like dust in our hand, just disappear. So what is the real meaning of human life? It's quite confronting, isn't it? We should want to be confronted. To amplify this point, Venerable Geshe-la quotes Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. This is from How to Transform Your Life. In Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Shantideva says, when examined in this way, who is living and who is it who will die? What is the future and what is the past? Who are our friends and who are our relatives? I beseech you who are just like me, please know that all things are empty like space. The essential meaning of these words is that when we search for things with wisdom, there is no person who is living or dying. There is no past or future, and there is no present such as our present friends and relatives. We should know that all phenomena are empty like space, which means that we should know that all phenomena are not other than emptiness. At present, we ignore the true nature of our body and other phenomena and concentrate only on their deceptive nature. Yet the result of concentrating all the time on deceptive objects is that our mind becomes disturbed and we remain in the miserable life of samsara. If we wish to experience pure happiness, we must acquaint our mind with the truth. Instead of wasting our energy focusing only on meaningless deceptive objects, we should focus on the true nature of things. So usually, we think what's happening in our waking life, what Buddha and Venerable Geshe are calling hallucinations, like dreams, we think that's the most important. And if that's all under control, or relatively under control, then there's time and space for meditation. But if it's not under control, then there's no time for meditation. Meditation's like a luxury item. Because we think those things are real. Viewed from Buddha's perspective, where he understands they're just like dreams, it's just dreams. What's important is waking up. What our human life affords us is the opportunity to wake up. That's what's extraordinary about the karma that's ripened in this life, is that with this karma that's ripened, there's a chance to wake up and not have to be swept along by the rivers of karma ripening. So we can go through our whole life thinking, this matters, that matters, I've got to sort this out, I've got to sort that out. I'll get round to meditation at some point. I'll get round to realizing emptiness at some point. Time passes quickly.